Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Good morning to Louise.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
And you're not alone, because I have another Louise, and that's Louise Walsh, a teacher who's very proud of the student and the work that's gone on in the school in this, with this initiative.
Absolutely. Louise has been a fantastic ambassador, not just for herself and to Wexford, but to Ramsgrange Community School as well. We're very, very proud of her. Yeah, a true leader. Yeah.
First of all, mea culpa, I read out about the fact that you'd won the... But you've actually been on the trip, as Carol has just mentioned there.
Yeah.
And you've been to Strasbourg. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey for you. Share it with us, Louise. Take us through your own involvement and what it's meant to you.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was such a great experience. Like, I learned so much, even from doing the application form all the way through to coming home at the airport. Doing the interviews were really good for my confidence, and learning the whole interview technique. It was really a good experience for me. And then, of course, on the trip, I learned so much about myself, first of all. It was great for my confidence again. Like, I was brought into a room with 23 other people who I'd never met before. And over the course of 5 days, like, we became the best of friends. And it was so interesting to learn about their own political views. And, like, even, like, my confidence and just... Yeah. Leadership and everything. It was really good.
Yeah, because leadership, Louise teacher, Louise student, Louise, Louise Walsh, like, leadership, we're crying out for leaders, aren't we?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And it's something, I suppose, not just in our transition year programme in school, but in all of our programmes and in everything we endeavour to do in Ramsgrange Community School, we're very conscious of that. You know, we try to support the students in the development of those skills. And actually, as we speak, the GY students are delivering the LIFT programme to our second years, which is basically... where they deliver a series of 8 skills that we feel that every leader should have, things from positive attitude, determination, resilience building, and we've trained our transition years to be ambassadors and to reflect on those skills, and they today will impart their knowledge to the second years and develop, you know, and role model, I suppose, the leadership skills as well. The youth leadership programme that Rotary run is huge in our calendar in TY, and a tremendous opportunity. Like Louise said, she did have to undergo quite an extensive interview and application process with, I think she was interviewed in total by 7 judges. So,
what sort of things were they asking?
So for the first two, so there was, as Carol was saying earlier on, there's the school, there's the county, and then the zone, like, interviews. So the school and the county one, they were mainly focused on my application form, which included things like my leadership experience.
Which would include what, Louise? This is a little forerunner. You're going to be at the Rotary luncheon today, so this is your warm-up, right?
I love it, okay.
So when you go out there, it'll be easy-peasy when you meet all of them at lunchtime today, but what sort of things have you done by way of leadership?
Well, I'm involved in way too many things in school and outside of school as well. I'm big in the scout group at 13th Wexford Clonard. I've been with them a long time now. So.
And the wonderful new facility they have.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Fantastic,
and it's so good for the group.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot with them, competing at All Irelands and more, which was really good for my leadership skills. And I do music as well in Danes Castle music group, and also in TY. I picked up some.
And now you're the flat 2 years in a row.
It's great, isn't
fantastic,
it?
Isn't it? Yeah. And what else?
So in TY as well, like, obviously the LIFT program that Miss Walsh was talking about.
I like the idea of this LIFT program. You have to tell us more about that. We'll have to do more on the LIFT program for you, Louise, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Keep going, you're doing well.
And work experience, I was in Midwest Radio,
right?
Which I learned loads about, and I was great leading different...
That's Paul Caffey and the crew, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay. Well,
and Jerry Glennon and the whole crew, they were great.
Right. You went far enough away. Is broadcasting something you'd like to do, Louise?
I'm not sure. It wasn't something I wanted to do until... I went in and I saw it, and it kind of was very appealing to me. So I think it might be, a good opportunity.
Well, don't go Midwest. Come Southeast if you decide to go reverse radio ways, okay? Yeah. No disrespect to Paul and Jerry, I know them well. So, I mean, that's a really good, fulfilling program, isn't it, that you're doing for Transition Year?
And actually, Louise is very modest because she omitted that she was, herself and her team ran a mini enterprise and were given the award of the best pitch last week in the Wexford County Buildings as part of their enterprise group. And also, she's competing for her Silver Goshka Award, where a lot of TYs might compete for their bronze, but Louise already has her her bronze award and is competing, which is a commitment of over a year for her to get that award. And she's one of our young social innovators as well. They're competing next week in that competition, so does have quite
and
a busy schedule.
It's a wonderful year to do it. I mean, I was out in Adamstown, the community school there last week, absolutely brilliant with their agricultural program. I know students from Bridgetown are coming in to me. Dee O'Keefe, one of my favourite hurlers, is bringing a cladder of men because it's Daffodil Day. Transition Year is a wonderful, and Loretta, St. Peter's, CBS, all around the county, good council. The Transition Year is so important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. There is so much on offer for the students, you know, but I would also say that it's the type of programme the students have to buy into themselves. They have to want to take part. You know, there's a lot of competitions.
I mean, I'm just thinking, I had the presentation crew in recently and developing soccer with it. Like, and a lot of it is linked into Transition Year, isn't it?
I suppose it's a real year of self-development for the students, personal growth in a wide variety of areas, you know.
I'm going to have to wrap it up now because I've got to talk Oscars, you know, our Oscar guru is waiting to talk to me. But before, you're all set now for the Rotary Lunch.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks very much. And Alan, can I just mention to you actually,
you were going to mention a special event coming up. Off you go.
That's right. It's actually our Leaving Certificate Vocational Programme. There are another group of students that we focus on leadership with. And they're running a very important event out in school this Friday. It's for the Irish Guide Dogs. So we're asking all the people in the local area to come with their dogs on a leash from 2 to 4 next Friday, or this Friday, sorry, the 15th, in Ramsgrange Community School. And the guide dogs will be there, and all funds raised will be donated to the guide dogs. And there's heaps of spot prizes for the best dressed dog and the best trick, and small, medium and large dogs. They're all welcome. So yeah, we're really interested and excited
Labradors,
about
aren't
that.
They, the guide dogs.
The guide dogs are, but I'm sure there'll be a wide variety of every breed there on Friday. The students are incredibly excited. We have to keep reminding them they're not allowed to bring their dogs into school while school is on, but because we have a half day, they the dogs can be in from 2
and
to 4.
And no doubt you'll be involved in this as well, Louise, will you?
Yeah, I'd say so now. Okay. Be roped in somehow.
Well, in years to come, I'd like to look back and say that I remember the day the two Louises joined me in studio and Louise Byrne has gone on to be a fabulous broadcaster.
Absolutely.
All right, or whatever you decide to do in life, I wish you well. No doubt you'll make up your own mind, won't you?
Oh, yeah, somehow.
Okay,
soon.
Well, enjoy the lunch at Rotary, and thank you both for joining me in studio, and congratulations on winning this prestigious competition. And no doubt, Louise, the final word is that you have benefited big time from this.
Oh, I have, of course. Thanks very much.
Good morning
to
you both.
Thank you.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.